Next individual, please, Carla.
1121, request of injured and pissed off to address council regarding wanted honest attorney, liars and liberty, and justice for all.
Good morning, sir.
My name's injured and pissed off. And I'd given the paper that I filled out August 31st to each of you should have this. And, of course, that was 2 months ago. But what I actually had wrote was wanted honest attorney. That seems pretty simple enough. Plus Ed Tabor. And then I have on the second line, there's a minus sign at the end of Ed Tabor. And on the second line, it says liars plus liberty and justice for all. That's actually what I signed and had dated by the city auditor's office. And Ed Tabor, anybody can look that up on the internet. He's a former police officer of Pendleton, Oregon, 30 years, twice served as police chief. And I, of course, Mayor Wheeler, I was speaking October 18th was the last date that I spoke at the Multnomah County Board of Commissioners from September 13th to October 18th. And I was explaining that this article, Uninvited Guest, that Willamette Week had wrote after four dog attacks, and of course your letter after five, and then another two dog attacks after that, seven.
N-O-T-S-E-E-P-S, born and raised, person of color. I worked in.
Can we take a recess, please?
One moment. I am tired of this. I'm not using homeless people and proxy soldiers to have political agendas. They are. N-O-T-S-E-E-P-S.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm injured and pissed off everywhere I go, legally. Ed Tabor, I wouldn't let him with his police department telling me that there was no animal control after my service animal had been attacked. And now he's a polygraph examiner. And, of course, I had to prove the police chief said that it was against the law for I and another blind man to take our animals into stores, and he fought, even kind of stupidly, with the United States Department of Justice, and that ought to interest any attorney that wants to handle my case, because liberty and justice for all isn't apparently for a blind person in Portland, Oregon, because after seven dog attacks, you've got nerve enough to think there that you were helping me. Well, I don't need that kind of help from anybody. And I'm lucky to be alive because 500,000 people that have had hip surgery since November 16th of 2010, 500,000 people are dead now from hip surgery since then. More than 500,000. And, of course, I have spinal cord injuries, and almost 80,000 people since then have been crippled, paralyzed.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing today.